By the late 50s, the advent of Osborne and Pinter, abetted by the critical scorn of Kenneth Tynan, was beginning to make his work look decadent and feeble. By 1982, he was, in the words of one of my actor friends, long past his sell-by. This did not mean that he was not well in with the more conservative theatre managements like Majestic, who were chiefly interested, as some audiences still were, in safe, well-made vehicles for favourite stars. By the mid-70s, Carlton had reluctantly recognised his redundancy, which is why his career had veered towards politics. He began to be employed as a speechwriter for the Conservative Party, a position which had earned him a knighthood. The new play, I was told, was called The Last of Lady Ashbrook, a title which suggested elegiac regret for the good old days of class distinction. There was something else which rather tempered my excitement about the prospect of acting in a Carlton piece. Like most actors, my politics are vaguely leftish, albeit rather too vaguely for some of my friends, so I was a little dubious about appearing in what would inevitably be described as a Thatcherite play. I arrived at the stage door of the Prynne and joined a group of rather glum-looking candidates for the same role. It was a relief to find...